This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Callum McSwiggan, on FUBAR Radio.
You went away for the summer, met a boy named Buzz and fucked him in his car. I heard. Yeah, met a 3 out of 10, called him Ben, took him home now once but twice. I heard. I'm a sip, sip, sip on this truth tea. You'll say you want me, but who you with now? So a sip, sip, sip on this truth tea. You'll say you're sorry, but I'm better with that.
Did he leave a bad taste? You let him take my place.
Here's the bed that you made.
Baby, why the long face? Did he leave a bad taste? You let him take my place. Here's the bed that you made.
Serving you truth tea. Thanks for making it easy to leave. I hope you get the help you need.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. It is 2019. Happy New Year, everyone. I am joined by a very, very, very lovely special guest today. I'm joined by the wonderful Matty Parks. How are you doing, Matty?
Hi, I'm good, thanks, you?
Yeah, I'm really good. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. You are a queer photographer.
Yes, I am, and proud.
And I know that you photographed some of the guests that we've had on the show before.
Yes.
You've worked with the amazing Jamie Windust.
Yes, I did.
They are one of them. They've come on the show twice and they are absolutely
incredible. Yeah, no, I saw.
How was it working with them?
Working with Jamie was lovely, purely because of the fact that before we actually did the Gay Times magazine shoot, we discussed previously about doing a shoot together because I'd seen them wear this really nice sort of checkered print yellow outfit and I was like, I really want to photograph that. I really want to photograph that. Anything with checkered, I'm just like, yes, please. So when I got the message from Gay Times being like, oh, do you want to do a shoot with Jamie? I was just like, okay, this fell into place really, really, really nicely. And it was the first time that we'd met as well, because I'd known of them from social media for quite a while as well. So I'd followed them before. I'd loved the sort of positivity and the kind of messages that they put across in particular, and just how strong-willed they were. So it was really, really lovely to finally meet someone like that and kind of just click with them in a shoot. Like, we worked together, like, really easily, to be honest with you. And it was great fun. Honestly, and especially for gay times, I was like,
it's a big deal.
I literally was like, that was by far one of the biggest photography highlights of 2018 when I finally got the issue, and I was just like, it's here.
Well, I definitely feel like, you know, you deserve to be doing work like that, because, you know, looking through your work and looking through your Instagram, it becomes immediately apparent that you're really kind of embedded into queer culture and like London culture and all of these things. And I think that's a really, really important place to be. And I feel like you're particularly drawn to, you know, LGBT plus people, eccentric people, drag queens, you know, just looking at through your Instagram, people you've worked with, it comes across straight away.
It comes from a kind of place of, like, I'm originally from Cambridge. So I was born and bred in Cambridgeshire. And coming from a place that's it's so different to London, I didn't really know what to expect when I first came here 3 years ago. And I didn't have many sort of gay friends back home. I didn't really know many people who were either, like, gay, trans, non-binary, anything of the whole sort of spectrum. And when I came to London, I was put into an area where there's so much sort of variety of people, and I was just like, wow, okay, I really want to kind of, like, dive into this. And I found myself falling into, like, the club scene in London in particular. So I was a club kid for, like, 2 years, I would probably say, and then I kind of had to slow it down with uni. But I've met some incredible people, and it's kind of helped shape me and my knowledge as well of just my community in particular to such a degree, honestly.
I think it's amazing that you know, kind of embraced it and threw yourself wholeheartedly into it, because I've heard from people before, you know, coming to London and trying to kind of, I guess, identify with the LGBT plus community and find their way in, find their people. And a lot
of people,
it is scary, and it's not to do with any people from it within the LGBT plus community. I think it's just anytime we go into something new, it's frightening. And looking at the LGBT plus community when you feel like an outsider, when you don't feel like you belong to it, I know that can be a difficult place.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would be, like, how did you know, get the bravery to just kind of throw yourself into it?
I always kind of say with things like that, because it is a case of, if you come from a small area, because the majority of the time there are a lot of members of the LGBTQ community who are they feel very, very alone, because they come from small areas in which they don't feel like they belong, and they don't have an ability to kind of, like, communicate with other people who are in the actual community themselves. I was lucky enough when I was on social media in particular that I'd met people just from kind of putting myself out there, being like, just putting my life out there, basically, and kind of learning to love myself a little bit more, having the confidence to kind of be like, okay, no, I can express myself this way, I can do this, I can do that, who's going to stop me in the process from doing so? And when I came to London, I was very fortunate enough to have known people beforehand through social media, and they were like, oh, do you want to come out? It was very, very welcoming. I met loads of people honestly, the first night that I think I went out, like, properly to a club where I'd known about club kids, I'd known about drag queens, I'd known about all these queer members of society. And I was put into that environment so fast. It was a bit overwhelming, obviously, because I was sitting there being like, how do I act with the cool kids? I was like, I literally felt like the kid at the little table, just like, can I sit with you guys? Like, is that okay? And everyone was so warm, welcoming to me. And I remember I'd gone in a look and I was like, okay, I'm feeling myself. I can do this. It's great. Just carry on. Keep going. And I'd met a club kid there at the time as well, who's still my friend now, Prince Jason Jason. And he was like, oh, you look fab. Like, why don't you do it more? And I was like, okay, cool. And through him and meeting so many other people on the scene like that has just kind of expanded me outwards. Because it is a case of, London is literally the place where anything can happen.
Anything.
Like, the smallest thing will just change it.
I love that. And I really do think that is testament to kind of the LGBT plus community and the people within it. I've heard a lot of people say, you know, like drag queens are really, really frightening. But
oh my God, no.
They're not. They're puppy dogs. So friendly. And I've always kind of seen drag queens as almost like the hostesses of like the LGBT plus community.
Literally.
I know that I found
myself.
They're the
kings and queens for a reason.
Yeah, it's literally what they're there to do. And I found myself in like gay bars when I've been like traveling alone and stuff. Mm. And I'll walk onto a gay scene for the first time and I don't know anyone there, and it's always the drag queens that will come over hey, how are you doing, and like introduce you to people. And I think that's definitely something that people should kind of think about and realize when they are coming into new scenes. And you know, everyone's there to be friendly. We're all a family.
Like mums. They're literally like mums, honestly. They literally just drag you all together. It's like, go play with the friends, Timmy.
And is all of this kind of, you know, being on the club kid scene and like loving drag queens and all of this, is this kind of where you get your expression from? Because you like to be very bold, you like to be very colourful.
He tries. He tries his best. I guess in a degree. Like, I've always kind of, I never really thought when I was younger that I kind of fit the mould as much. Mm. Like, I used to be one of the kids who was always dressed by his mum. And then when I started to dress myself, I started to kind of almost get a sense of who I kind of was from that. Like, I had the ability to kind of like change the way that I dressed. I stopped wearing sort of like more flared jeans. I wore like skin tight jeans to the point where it looks like they're tattooed on me. I started wearing like outrageous sort of like tops. I started wearing platforms when I was in college. Double wedge creepers was a massive, massive thing. And I was on that trend like that. And I felt like that was when I felt like college and secondary school was where I started to really kind of like find myself in particular, because that was obviously the years that I kind of came out. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, this is how I am. And I learned to kind of, I just learned not to really care as much, to be honest with you. Life's way too short for it.
Absolutely.
It was just like, enjoy yourself.
So you think it was kind of always within you, I guess, and it just took the right people to kind of help bring it out of you.
It takes its time. Like, I think it's in every single person. Like, everyone has the ability to have just pure confidence in themselves and have like the utter love for themselves. That isn't narcissistic, even though you should always be a little bit narcissistic. But just like have the love for yourself to just kind of be like, you know what, I am gonna do that. Like, why not? Like, I'm gonna get this life once, and who's stopping me in the process?
It's a really good outlook to have. Really.
Thanks.
Like that. Let's talk about your work a little bit. Again, I feel like you are very much drawn to the bold and the fabulous and the brightly coloured.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, you're also kind of putting a really positive message out there, and you're really celebrating. I think that's the first thing that comes across in your work, is that you're really celebrating people's differences. I think so much of the time we look at people's differences as a bad thing, as a negative thing. You know, why aren't you fitting the mold? Why aren't you gelling into society? And you're saying no.
Yeah.
And I feel like you really pick those things out of people, like you were saying with Jamie.
Yeah.
You know, when you saw them and you saw the way that they expressed themselves, you were like, let's work together.
Yeah. Like, I look at people like every single person in the world is beautiful in their own single way. Like, they are a living piece of art, and that's the kind of way that I view it in particular. It's like, if I photograph someone, I want them to feel comfortable. I want them to like feel incredible in the shoot or anything like that, because a lot of people are so scared of having their photo taken because they absolutely just don't like the way that they look. It's always the case for it. And I always find that when I do a shoot and it really brings up someone's comfort and they really enjoy it and they get into it, I'm just like, this is exactly what I want. Because it's a complete sort of like, it's a vice versa situation. Like, if they're enjoying it, I'm enjoying it, and I know that they're comfortable, and then that's what's going to get the best result from it in particular. So, like, when I'm photographing queer people, or I'm photographing drag queens, or even just my friends just in really creative situations, it's fun.
Yeah.
That's the main thing for it. If you're not having fun, then what's the point?
And I do feel like your work does have a special... I can't put my finger on what it is, but I know that before I was even aware of you as a photographer, I had seen some of your work, and it always stuck out to me. And I was always like,
going out.
I love this photo, and I love this photo. And then I realised, it's all the same photographer and it's you. So you definitely do have a special talent, I think, for seeing people and making them feel comfortable, like you said.
Gosh. Mama raised me right.
We are going to be playing some games very shortly.
I love games, thank gosh.
We are also going to be reacting to our lovely listeners' sex confessions later on in the show.
I'm so excited for that.
So if you would like to send them in, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. It is completely anonymous, so feel free to send us your worst or your best, whichever way you look at it.
Worst, please.
Should we have a bit of music?
Fabulous.
All right, this is brand new for 2019. This is Juice by Lizzo.
Don't even gotta try.
Now you know.
I like shouting, naked better over time.
Now you know.
They just say I'm not the baddest bitch you like.
For a game, Matty.
I am so damn ready.
I just told Matty that we were going to do a K-pop game because apparently he loves K-pop.
I stan too many.
He's got very excited in the studio. So this game is one of our favourite games here on the show. This is Porn or Not Porn.
Oh my God.
Yes, exactly. So in this game, I have 5 sound effects in front of me. Some of these have been taken from porn.
Okay.
And some of them have been taken from not porn. And we're doing a K-pop theme this week because you clearly love...
This is iconic. Okay,
K-pop.
You're all welcome.
We're going to work together on this, so I don't know the answers either.
Okay.
So we are a team. I feel like your K-pop knowledge is going to come in handy
my
here.
My unhealthy addictions.
So yeah, let's just see how we go. The lovely producers will tell us if we are right or wrong. Do you want to dive right in?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, our first sound effect is... I'm instantly being drawn to not porn.
I mean, same, definitely.
Yeah, I feel like it's too obvious to be porn.
Yeah, it sounds like someone's obviously just having a deep exhale, doing some yoga, finding their sun salutation in multiple ways.
I'm going to go on a tangent here. I saw a video on Twitter recently.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about. Maybe you can enlighten me. And it was somebody saying, I love K-pop.
Was it me?
And it was... No. And then there was a video attached to it. And it was like a guy in the street, like... And I think the guy was probably Korean. Uh-huh. And there was another guy with his hand in his pants. And he was kind of like jerking him off. And then they like pulled his underwear down. I was like, I don't understand. And it went like viral. It got like all the retweets in the world.
This is why I just don't get the internet anymore. I literally just don't.
But I was like, is this a guy from a K-pop band? Like, what is happening here? I was very confused.
Korean pop would not allow this to happen. Hell no.
But that's what I was visualizing when I heard that soundbite.
I mean, valid.
Should we have it again?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. See,
the last bit does sound Korean, I'm not gonna lie. The last bit does sound a little bit Korean. I'm like, oh!
I'm gonna guess that this is like, if it's not K-pop, they're gonna be like Korean porn.
To make it
more difficult.
No, I would guess some form of Asian porn.
The last moan feels like he's like on the edge of something. I don't think it's an orgasm.
No.
It's like, I don't know if it's pain or happiness or joy. Or
it's fake.
Oh, he's just fake. Should we say not porn?
I'm going to say porn.
Saying porn?
Yeah, I would say porn. Genuinely.
I'll side with you. I will side with you on this, Matty.
I will punch myself up here.
If you get it wrong, I'm going to be really upset. Okay, we are saying porn against my better judgment. It is not porn!
What?
This is a compilation of moans from Daeyun.
Okay, fair.
From K-pop band BAP. Do you know
them?
Yeah,
that makes sense. That's fair. I knew that last bit sounded Korean.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah. Every K-pop stan is quaking.
I love that you can hear whether a moan is Korean or not.
Oh, that says a lot about me, doesn't it?
That's dedication.
Oops.
All right, our next one is... That was a racket, wasn't it? It's a bit loud, that.
The heck?
I mean, I just... I
don't think that's porn.
I've no idea what's happening there.
It's that... I'm trying to picture it in my brain.
I'm visualizing somebody with, like, food that's too hot in their mouth.
Oh, my God, is it a mukbang?
And they're like... Is that Korean? A mukbang? Is it mukbang? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, mukbang.
So that's an eating show, right?
Yeah.
And people do it on YouTube where they just eat food in front of the camera.
They like live stream it. And it's just basically like a sort of comfort thing. So it's just people basically eating like mass amounts of food.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's great.
And you just watch them eat the food?
Yeah. If you're ever having a lonely night or a dinner for one, you can just literally watch someone do a mukbang. It's great.
I love it. So do we think that could be what's happening here? Let's hear it again. No, I feel like no is the answer to that question.
I could kind of see it now. Yeah. But like they've literally just had spicy noodles and they're literally like, just like,
hussle, 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 hussle.
I'm down. I'm saying that's not porn.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm also saying that this is not porn. That is our final answer. And the answer is, it is porn.
What the hell?
This is taken from Korean Chick Fucks a Virgin.
Oh.
Just straight in, to the point.
I love that. At least it doesn't give anything... Well, actually, no, it gives everything away.
So that's the Korean chick, is it, who's making that racket?
That's what I would assume.
Let's have her one more time.
Oh, that poor woman. She sounds like she's having a great time.
Brilliant. Well, we've got zero right so far, Matty.
I mean, we're doing great.
Claim you're a K-pop fan and you're just letting the side down.
I mean, that was porn, so...
All right, our next one is...
Oh my god, no, definitely not porn.
Do you know what this is?
It sounds a majority of the time whenever I watch K-pop videos, I stan like all the K-pop girl groups possible, like Blackpink, mainly Blackpink, I'm not gonna lie, Twice, Red Velvet, like all the girl groups. They always do this thing where like they'll giggle for a while and they won't say much and then they'll say like one word. So I'm kind of going
off. Do you think
that's
what this is?
Yeah. It just sounds like they're literally just like, it's a big pause, then it's just like, One word.
But what is the word? Let's hear it again.
Oh my gosh, no.
What does it mean?
I have no clue, but I can just picture one of the members of Blackpink just like suddenly looking at the camera, giggling, and then one word.
Are Blackpink the ones that have been just announced for Coachella?
Oh my god, have they been
Oh no, I've
Coachella?
Probably got that completely wrong. I've almost definitely got that completely wrong.
I was like, okay, damn. Although Coachella's really bad, I'm like, I'm kind of tempted there, just for Blackpink.
I'm sure I've got that wrong. I get, I'm not very good with these things.
That was definitely not porn. 100.
I like your logic, and I'm going to believe you. And if this is wrong, then I'm going to kick you out of the studio.
Oh, bye, guys.
I've just been told that they have been confirmed for Coachella.
Have they?
I was correct. I know my pop culture.
Oh my god.
Look at me go.
That's so good.
So proud of myself.
I'm proud. Well done. More of a Blackpink fan than I am. Done.
So we're saying not porn for this one.
It yes! is not porn. Red Velvet! Yes!
This is Joy from Red Velvet riding what looks like a motorized horse.
Oh, I love Red Velvet.
Visualize.
More.
Yeah, yeah, I can see, yep. I can see it. It makes a lot of sense.
I knew
to me.
It was one of the K-pop girl groups. That's really unhealthy.
All right, our next one is.
Oh, I've got to.
Ooh.
Oh,
someone's having a good time.
I'm sorry, that's like pure porn.
Yeah, I think that's completely porn.
Like, there's no hesitation to that at all. It was just the like bit. I was like, yep.
I did. A part of my mind did go to spicy food again. A running theme for me here.
Korean porn shares the same thing as mukbang. I can see that.
Is Korean food spicy?
Yes, you can get a lot of.
I've had Korean barbecue, but I feel like that's not actually Korean. Is
yeah,
it?
Korean
is it?
Barbecue is a thing.
I felt like that was like an Americanized version.
No, it's like a really big thing, especially with like pork. And I'm just like, ooh. Okay, now I'd go for that. And now I'm hungry.
So we're saying porn for this one?
I'd say porn.
Yeah, okay. We are saying... Oh, we didn't even say final answer and you put it on the screen.
What the... Oh my god. She was moaning due to... What?
So this is not porn and this is Naeon?
Naeon from Twice.
On their tour bus during a live stream and she is moaning due to eating spicy food.
I cannot.
This is why you listen to me.
I feel like the worst K-pop fan ever. I've let the girls down.
Let's play. Put all porn imagery out of your mind and listen for somebody eating spicy food.
Oh, I've got to.
Oh, pure porn. Just sounds
listening.
Like porn.
I'm never listening to Twice the same way, and they are like a really cutesy group.
Oh no, it's been ruined for you now.
It's all right. May as well.
All right, I find out. So we've got 1 out of 4, right, Matty?
I'm sorry, I did not realise that K-pop girls were so porny.
Disgracing yourself live on the radio.
God damn.
All right, final one. What the hell was that? What just happened?
I mean...
That frightened me. frightened me.
Can we have that one more time?
My headphones are very loud. Okay, here we go.
If that is porn, I want to see the video. I want to know what video. I want the link. I want the date of produced. And I want to know the models.
I really, really, really hope this is porn.
So do I.
I would pay a lot of money to see this if this was porn.
It sounds like a music video opening at the same time. Or like a Korean sort of like, or sort of karaoke bar.
Yeah. Though he sounds like an older gentleman.
Exactly. So I'm kind of like.
And they're all young, the K-pop people, right? The K-pop
majority.
People.
Yeah. Yeah, most K-pop stars are quite young, actually.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know K-pop very well. So, like, could this be from, like, a music video? Is there, like, a ridiculous opening to a music video something?
Like, I literally feel like it could be a karaoke bar situation, though.
Do you think?
It's a potential, because it sounds like it's, like, your dad's got up and started grabbing the microphone and singing along, so it's like, it's a potential. But then also, at the same time, it could be something like dad porn, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
I mean... I want to say, I really want to say that this is not porn, but like, why did they put this in?
Yeah, that is true.
You know,
unless this is a big, like, catch out.
It's like a double bluff, perhaps. Oh, they do this every time. Oh, sneaky producers.
I'm I'm going to say... Okay, wait, Ashley, no, you say first, because every single time I say the first one, I get it wrong.
I'm just going to go out on a whim and say that this is porn. Okay. The most bizarre porn known to man. What do you think?
I will trust that.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be wrong. We
At least I can't take the blame for this one.
We're saying porn. We probably shouldn't be, but we are. Final answer. It is porn!
Oh, karaoke!
How is it porn? Taken from the Japanese game show Hand Job Karaoke. The show features contestants singing karaoke whilst being wanked off. What show is this? Where can I watch this show? I've never wanted to watch a show more in my life.
I would like a Rotten Tomato rating for this show, please.
But is it like a porn show? Or is this like on television?
To be fair, I have seen...
It's porn. It's just pure porn.
I have heard that there are some like really, really bizarre like porn game shows that Japan has produced. So that doesn't shock me. But it's also kind of like, is that a family-friendly film?
I love this so much, though. apparently, it's on Pornhub. What do we search if we want to find this video on Pornhub?
How many videos are there?
Is this a whole series?
Is there season one and two?
Hand job karaoke. So if you want to see this video, which I definitely do, go to Pornhub and search hand job karaoke and enjoy. And here you are, one final time. Here's this noise.
I also want to know if I can get his song on Apple Music, because that's kind of catchy.
Stream it on Spotify now. I think it's time for some music, don't you?
I'm seconding that royally.
All right, this is... I've been listening to this all week and I don't know how to pronounce this. This is, I think, Virtus Domum by Sakima. I'm really sorry if I got that wrong.
Only one made for one light. Only one made to play nice. Sedative on a green light. He wanna see me lose control. Didn't care I was 19. Cocaine was the caffeine. Had a packet in my inseam. He kissed me when I lost control. Maybe it's my fault I drank all of the drinks he gave. Maybe it's my fault I was too young to push away. Was on my wave. Was on my wave. Hey. What do you? What do you? Why do you keep touching me like that? What do you? Bad luck in the twilight. Too weak for a fair fight. He wants to wait till I get high. His hands full of my waist. Tight grip and a little pain. Northeast in a VK. He wants to see if I'm still high. Maybe it's my fault I drank all of the drinks he gave. Maybe it's my fault I was too young to push away. Was on my way. Was on my way.
Was one of my favorite games of porn or not porn ever.
You're welcome. It involved food.
Bringing in 2019 with style and class and glamour.
Exactly. It's just what it needs this year.
I think we should have another game, May.
I'm so down. If it's anything like that, I'm up for it.
So it's not quite as good as Porn or Not Porn, but it's still very fun. I promise you. So how do you feel about dating apps? Are you in a relationship?
I am in a relationship.
You're in a relationship. Have you ever been on the apps?
Yes, but not every single one of them.
And what is your thoughts in general of the apps?
I think it's kind of like a nice sort of like comforting idea for kind of people, because it gets rid of the idea of kind of like worrying of kind of like, oh, am I going to meet someone in public or anything like that? And it's kind of like, it's just like an easy kind of like gateway into it.
I think they're a godsend for gays and bisexuals things, because, you know, like a couple of decades ago, people just, you know, if they were in London, they'd just go up to Hampstead Heath and look around and see if there are any, you know, people to hook up with. And now we have these apps, and it's a safe space where people can meet people.
You've got a lot more comfort from it, I feel.
Because we don't have the amount of times I'm like sat on the train and the most beautiful person will come and sit opposite me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if I was straight, I could say hello.
Yeah.
But it's not the same for gay people. And I think apps provide a safe space for that.
Yeah, no, because it's kind of like, it is uncomfortable, because if you make eye contact with someone in public, you never know kind of like what they're thinking, what their attention is, or just anything like that. So no, I agree, it is a safe space.
Good. I'm glad we've cleared that up. So this game is turning dating apps on their head. So
okay.
On dating apps, you usually would decide if you want to talk to somebody based on their appearance.
Yes.
In this game, we decide if we want to. I know you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
But let's pretend you're not for the purpose of this game.
Sorry.
You have to decide whether you want to go on another date with this person based on one fact about them and one fact alone.
Oh, okay.
So your first one is, you've been dating for 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and your partner tells you they have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh. I'd be like, that's fine.
Would you? If they kept it secret. It's not lying, but it's almost like lying by omission, isn't it? Like,
yeah. No, I can get that. If they kept it quite quiet, because I think it is a case of, if someone's got a kid or anything like that, it always seems to be like the massive thing where it's kind of like, it's a big hit or miss with people.
Yeah.
And I've got no issue with children in any possible way. Like, I wouldn't be. And I wouldn't say that's anything sort of wrong. But I think for a lot of people, it probably would be a sort of like massive swing off. Because then it's kind of like the history of like, oh, where did the child come from?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay.
I think it's really cool that you're so open and accepting about that. I'd like to think that I would be as well, but I think I would also be a little...
It'd be a lot to take it.
I'd be like, okay, wow, okay. We've been dating for 2 months. I really like you. And all of a sudden...
Bombshell. Boom.
I've got a mini one of me as well.
Yeah, literally. So this is kind of like, do you want to meet my kid? I'm like, okay. Don't get worried about the whole, do you want to meet my parents? Do you want to meet my kid?
I think I would also kind of have to already be like, in my mind, like, oh, you could potentially be my boyfriend. And this could go serious. But yeah, I think we're saying left or right. Right is good, left is bad. I'm going to say right.
I'd say right.
Yeah, good. Well done, team. Next one is, you're in bed and he's shaved a heart into his pubes.
Oh my God.
I'd have questions.
I would have so many questions. Firstly, one, why? Secondly, why? Thirdly, how?
I'm trying to figure out if this is like the heart is the pubes or there's like a heart hole.
I was going to say, is there like an outline? Has it got an arrow through it?
Yeah.
Does it say mum in the centre?
If it says mum in the centre, I am out.
I would leave. I'd be like, I'm gone. This got weird.
I mean, I'm going to say I would swipe them. I'm going to write them anyway. I'm going to swipe right anyway, just because I feel like they would have a good explanation for that. And it might just be like, oh, I thought it looked good. Do you not think it looks good? And we'll be like, let's have a talk.
Let's just discuss why this is wrong.
And, you know, and then I don't want to say I'm going to change somebody, but I could.
That is true. I'm not going to change it. But when you're sleeping, it's coming off, whether you like it or not.
Just hear a buzzing sound while they're asleep.
Exactly. Or just that. Gosh.
Are you, I feel like you're going to get rid of this person.
I'm
going to
go left.
That's fine. That's perfectly
I would just be like, babe.
Allowed.
No.
Right. Our next one is, you're out for dinner and he orders a tap water with no ice, salad with no tomatoes.
Okay.
and a decaf double frappuccino to finish. So I think it's somebody who's very, I guess, kind of high maintenance and particular about what they like.
I'd probably still be like, I'd probably stay right still, because I'd be like, that's hilarious. I'd just be like, God, you're really picky.
I think I would actually weirdly be like attracted to that.
Yeah, because I'd be like, oh, okay, no, you're not afraid to kind of be like, this is kind of like the way that I am. Like, that's fine. Like, any, yeah, like eating habits or anything, like, or even like drinking habits. Like, I literally would be like, I only ever order water whenever I'm in a restaurant or if I've got like an alcohol or something like that.
Yeah.
But like, I only ever drink water anyway. I would find it hilarious that if he was like, no ice, because I'd be like, ah, it's ice spicy. And you could turn it, you could turn it quite, yeah, fun into like a banter. So I'd probably be like, yeah, that's definitely swipe right still.
But I kind of like it because I feel like there's always something that really attracts me towards people who know what they want and they're confident about, yeah, saying it and they're not apologetic about it. And you know, if you don't want ice in your drink, if you don't want tomatoes on your salad, like, and you're just like, boom, 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 this is what I want.
Plus I hate tomatoes, so I'm like, yeah,
yeah. I'm like, yeah,
I'm on board.
I'm on board as well. Yeah, I think we're both saying right to this person.
I'd be right.
Yeah, good. Okay, our final one is you are at your partner's parents' house.
Oh, God.
And he turns into a complete mummy's boy. He calls his parents mummy and daddy. I think context is important on this, yeah, one. Because I...
Those words have been ruined. They have been absolutely destroyed. Like, I saw a meme about this literally earlier today, and it's like, when my child calls me like daddy in the future, I'm gonna have to be like, no, you're calling me bruv. And I was like, no.
My dad did once say that he was really, he apparently said to my mum that he was quite sad by the fact that I kept calling people dad on Twitter.
Oh, God.
he was like, but I'm your dad.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, bless him. I've met people before who have said like mummy and daddy for their parents, but they, yeah, say it in like quite a playful way.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, come on, mummy. Like,
yeah.
Because
even then,
something.
It's still like, it sends like a shiver down your spine when you hear it. And that's so wrong.
It doesn't. I think I am going to have to left this person.
I'm going to have to left that.
Yeah.
Just because I'd feel so like, I just feel uncomfortable. I'd be like, oh, gosh. Oh, no.
I think good teamwork there.
The 21st century has ruined us royally.
We are going to be doing sex confessions very, very soon, Matty.
I am so excited to read this.
So if you want to send in any last-minute confessions, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. And again, that is completely anonymous. So, yeah, send us your worst ones. We want to get naughty.
Please and thanks.
Shall we do a bit more music?
Yes.
All right. This is Peer Pressure by Elle Devine.
Veronica, you look like hell.
Yeah, I just got back.
Veronica, what are you doing?
Heather, my love.
Now that I'm at 20 years, hell is where I'm living. Don't know how to cope with all the existential thinking. I never used to give a shit, but now it's all I'm giving. Now it's all I'm giving. The party's in an hour, but I'm crying in a towel. Cause this fucking picture doesn't even look like me now. Took a couple uppers as a theta when they feel down.
Heather, my love.
Peer pressure, nothing gonna save me. Peer pressure, got me going crazy. Peer pressure, how you gonna take me? Peer pressure, I'm trying but it's hard to explain. Peer pressure, let me swallow the pain. Got so many friends and they all make me feel alone. They always say they love me but I know they really don't. I just suck it up and do whatever they want. Tell me what I want. I lost all my money so that I could look like you. Where's my personality? I guess I lost that too. Doesn't really matter, that's what we're supposed to do. When I'm under the influence, peer pressure, nothing gon' save me. Peer pressure, got me going crazy. Peer pressure, how you gon' take me? Peer pressure, I'm trying but it's hard to explain. Peer pressure, let me swallow the pain. I'm so numb, I'm under the influence. So much fun when I'm under the influence.
existential thinking. Never used to give a shit, but now it's all I'm giving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But now it's all I'm
peer pressure. Nothing gon' save me. Peer pressure got me going crazy. Peer pressure, how you gon' take me? Peer pressure got me going crazy.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose.
Ash Nico's here.
Yeah, my goal is to just make a whole crowd of people sing about eating butt.
Does this, your whole career just come up to this moment?
Yeah. Yes.
So what are you going to do now? Now that you've got people saying that?
I'm retiring. I'm moving to Florida.
Yes.
And I'm going to start golfing.
Get some sliders.
Yeah, I'm going to buy about 80,000 dildos.
Yes.
And live in Florida.
And just have a wall-to-wall room where they're just on the wall.
Yeah. And I'll have like one of those ladders that they have in a library.
Exactly that. Yeah. Exactly that. So you can just swish across the room.
Every Thursday.
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
It is time for sex confessions. Thank you so much to everyone who has sent one in. Let's jump right in with it. Do you want to read this first one, Matty?
Yeah, of course.
This one's for you.
So, I recently sent nudes to a guy at uni, and now they've been passed around most of my seminar group. Street cred ruined for no reason. They're just rude nudes, right? That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks on several levels.
Yeah.
Like, for a start, they are just...
They're literally just nudes.
They are just nudes. And, like, I don't like the street cred ruined for no reason.
No, I don't agree to that in any possible way. Just because you felt comfortable enough with a person to almost, like, show yourself and kind of, like, strip down any sort of, like, wall between the two of you. Firstly, props to you.
Yeah, all power to you for doing it. Yeah, 100%. Like,
the ability to kind of show your entire self off so vulnerably should not ever be kind of like have your street cred ruined. You should embrace it. Like,
yeah.
The thing that I don't think people realize is like something like a nude is quite a powerful thing. Even if it's just like a topless photo, yourself in your underwear or anything like that, to be able to do that is incredible. You are putting yourself out there to be completely vulnerable, like, genuinely, no.
And it's also not something you should feel ashamed of or like you've done something wrong. I think there's still these kind of ideas floating around that there's something inherently wrong or bad about taking naked pictures and sending them. And, you know, we're living in 2019. This is something that, you know, most people do now. Mm. You know, if you're not sending nudes, that's absolutely fine as well.
But,
you know, like, there's, you know, it's so many people out there are doing it. So
it's not even just nudes in this sort of day and age. It's a case of just like a lot of people just don't feel comfortable with their bodies in any possible way, just be it like taking a topless photo or themselves in their underwear or anything like that. Like when I was younger, I literally did not have any self-confidence towards my body. I was this small chipmunk, like shaved head, like really chubby looking person. And I absolutely hated myself for like years, and it developed into really bad situations for me personally and mentally, and it still has, like, to this day. Like, I still feel like uncomfortable, like, on my social media platform. Like, if I'm being like topless or anything like that, you will probably go through my feed and you probably find maybe like 2 or 3. Like, I don't have the stereotypical sort of like muscular body, I'm not toned or anything like that, but it's still really uncomfortable for me to kind of like put something out there. Like recently, with my platform getting larger and everything like that, towards the end of 2018, I took a big sort of like risk for myself and put myself kind of like out there on social media. Yeah. And I did a photo shoot with a lovely friend of mine called Daniel Elliott. And I did a shoot just literally in a pair of underwear, which is something so far out of my comfort zone. Like, honestly, I would never in a million years have done something like that. But I felt great doing it. I felt liberated.
It is amazing, and it is empowering. And it's something I've seen, you know, kind of time and time again, is people kind of turning their insecurities on their head, saying, you know, I feel really insecure about my body. So I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to expose myself, because it's almost a way of, you know, standing up to it. It's almost a way of challenging it. So I think it's you know, it's so brave for you to have done that. And it's an, you know, it's an amazing message you're putting out there. You're saying, like, no matter what your body looks like,
it's conquering,
you're showing it to the world.
It's conquering your fears, because it's like, for me, being on so public almost on my social media platform, it was lovely the response that I got from people, because people were really inspired by it. They were really, really happy about it. And obviously from a photographer's side as well, personally, I then had messages from people being like, would you mind photographing me doing the same sort of thing, just to really feel comfortable in themselves? And it was so heartwarming for me to read something like that, because a lot of people from my social media knew that I had these insecurities from, like, talking to me personally, because I really like to kind of, like, engage with my followers in particular and kind of, like, actually really build up this, like, conversation. I don't ever want someone to kind of, like, look at me and be like, oh, I can't talk to that person, or like, oh, what if they don't talk back or something like that, because I always will at the end of the day. Like, we're all humans. Like, there's no sort of sense of entitlement or someone's better than the other.
Yeah.
And to have such lovely and, like, heartfelt messages sent to me, I was just like, this is lovely. So you should feel, whoever sent this in, do not feel ashamed in any possible way. That person, if they sent it around and stuff like that, that's honestly, they shouldn't have done that anyway. That was between you and that person completely. But be proud of yourself, be proud of your body.
Absolutely. And I just want to add as well that it's not just excuse me, it's not just wrong for them to have sent around these pictures, it's also illegal.
Yeah,
you
literally humongous point
not allowed to do that. And so, you know, it's you can't just send somebody else's nudes to another person. It may feel like a harmless thing, but it's not. You literally cannot do that. It is not legal to do it. So please never share somebody's nudes without their consent.
Have some respect.
It's wrong, it's disrespectful, and it could ultimately land you in a lot of trouble. So just
a bit.
Just don't do it. And I'm so sorry that this happened to you, and I hope you find a way to be happy and move through it. Should we do another one?
Yes.
I like your voice so much, Matty, so I'm going to make you read all of them.
Someone once said to me, can you please read me the phone book? And I was just like, no. The next one is, I took part in a threesome with a couple off Grindr and woke up remembering none of the night. Don't know how to piece things together. What a way to enter 2019.
Wow. I think there's something, obviously be safe and be careful. But,
yeah.
The way this person has written it, it sounds almost like a bit of a celebratory thing.
Yeah, I mean, cheers to 2019.
Yeah, and I'm all about that. You know, I think sometimes there's almost magic in the messy parts of sex and the bits you don't remember. And,
yeah.
And I think that's a great story. So, you know,
you're living your best life. You're living your best life. You went into 2019 with a bang in both senses.
Quite literally. All right, our next one. This one, Matty.
Out of nowhere, I've stopped fancying my long-term partner. Feeling pretty shite right now.
Ooh, gosh. Okay, that's a really tricky one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a really, really difficult thing to talk about with them.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of what I would be thinking, that you need to almost have that discussion with them, because it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end of the relationship.
No, there could be something going completely wrong in it, that is either even with yourself or anything like that, that you just kind of need to sit there, kind of talk things over with yourself firstly,
yes,
and think, why am I feeling like this? Have I felt this for long? Has anything triggered it? Like, you could just be stressed or anything like that, and it's just not making you feel like a certain way to them in any possible way. And all honesty, if you've been with them long term as well, you should be able to just talk about these things, because at the end of it, it doesn't mean that you've, like, fallen out of love with them.
Yeah.
Something has just kind of happened about it that you need to just kind of figure out together, or even just by yourself, just to figure it out and then work from it from there.
And I do kind of feel like more often than not as well that these things, you mentioned stress there.
Yeah.
And I think there can be so many different reasons. I think sexual attraction is such this, like, kind of weird concept, and so many different things can, like, trigger and change it. And
stress is a big one to kind of just even stop it. Like, the spark could be there for a second, the flame could just be, like, really, really there, but be turned off immediately just from being put under stress.
Yeah.
And as soon as the stress is over, spark back up.
And is it your libido in general, or is it just, you know, for your partner as well? I think that's also something to consider. So I understand that you feel pretty shit, but I think, as Matty said, you know, just maybe sit with yourself and actually think about it and really think what's kind of causing these feelings.
Take 5 minutes, sit there, have a breather, don't kind of like think, oh my gosh, I've fallen out of love with this person. Just be like, okay, what's been going on? Yeah. Let's have a think.
And as well, it's you know, the mentioning love there. They are separate. Sexual attraction and love are two very different things. And I'm not worried for you. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think I think everything will be fine. And it sounds like a really downer thing to say, but I am going to say it anyway. And if you do find that you actually have fallen out of love with your partner, or you're not attracted to them anymore, that's okay as well. And you will move on, and you'll both go on to happier things.
It's
so that's also valid.
It's such a cliche to say, but it gets better.
It gets better.
Literally. I hate the phrase, but it's true.
It is true. We have one more, a nice, lovely, short one. this is beautiful.
Need to get out of Oxford. Not enough twinks. Well. From visiting Oxford before, I will second this. Well done.
I think this is something, and it's not just not enough twinks. I think in general, like, going to, and I mean, Oxford's not a small little, is it small? I've never actually been to Oxford.
You can do it in a day.
Yeah, and I think that says it all. Yeah. I think, you know, there are a lot of you know, towns out there in the UK or around the world where you will find that there isn't maybe a gay scene, or the gay scene is very small, or it might be difficult to find other gay people. And if you can find other gay people,
that's great.
But they may not be your type either, you know?
Like, I'm originally from Cambridgeshire, and trust me, Cambridgeshire did not have many gay people that I knew of at the time in particular before moving to London. So it just may be a case of it's just not in the area in particular, or it's just not very well known.
Yeah, and it can feel very isolating. I know that when I went to the University of Derby, and when I was there, I would go on Grindr. That was the only kind of gay app available when I was at university, showing my age there.
Oh my god. don't worry, you're still a twink.
but I would look on Grindr, and it would be like, okay, there are three people within 20 miles, and that was it. And it can feel very isolating, but there's a whole world out there, and you're not going to be confined to Oxford forever. You can ultimately go wherever you want. Do you quote?
It gets better.
No, your Dr. Seuss quote.
Oh my gosh, which one?
The brain and the shoes. Matty sent this to me the other day, and I thought it was lovely.
It's you have brains in your
you have brains in your head.
You have beats in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose.
He butchered it, but exactly.
It got there. I was like, put on the spot for Dr. Seuss. Oh no, he is currently in his grave arguing at me. Sorry, Seuss.
But I think that is ultimately it. You know, you're saying you need to get out of Oxford, and maybe one day soon you will, and you will find all the twinks that you want, and you'll be happily.
This
ever
is
after.
A Dr. Seuss quote that I do know, and it's "Kid, you'll move mountains."
There you go.
There we go. That's
smashed
one.
It. And Matty, that actually brings us to the end of our lovely show.
Oh, it's been so fun.
It's been great to have you here.
Thank you so much.
For anyone who wants to follow you on your social media, see your photography, where can they do that?
For my personal Instagram, you can find me at Matty_Parks. And then my photography account is at MTYParks. And it's also my website, so www.mtyparks.com.
Amazing, and everyone should definitely go and check you out. You are currently my new favorite person on Instagram. I adore you. So do go check out Matty. He's a superstar.
Thank you.
You've been amazing, and I am gonna play you out with a little bit of "Damn Good Liar" by Emily Burns. See you later.
See ya.
You made your heartbeat race somehow. A silent talk between our eyes. You made me feel like I was your red letter. Talking about us like there was no other feeling that could ever measure. I thought you were falling, but you la 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 la. Told your friends about me. Why would you waste your energy? You made me feel like we were going somewhere. All the stories you told me.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.